Soitiv Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Beis. We continue discussing the things that became bottle as the generations went downward and there was more Hester upon them. Mishemesu Neviim Rishonim Botlu Urim Vitumim. Neviim Rishonim over here means when Beis Rishon was destroyed. That's called the period of Neviim Rishonim. Tesat, Lachar, it's more or less Bitla Nevoa. There was a Hemshech of Nevoa. Those that were already had a hashpah of Nevuah, Bimei HaBayis, continued being Misnaba for many, many years after Churban Bayis, and there were even a few exceptions. Ezra HaSofer, Malachi, is the last Novi, was Nifta 40 years into Tkufas Bayis Sheni. That was the end of Nevuah, with a finality. But over here, Botlu Urim V'tumim was the end of Bayis Rishim. Shechor Beis HaMikdosh, we're talking over here about Chor Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. Botla Shamir, that was the worm that was able to carve out the Avonim miraculously, that wouldn't have to be carved with any tools. V'Neufes Sufim. Neufes Sufim is a certain overpoweringly sweet taste. And we refer to that, David HaMelech says, Mesukim Edvash V'Neufes Sufim. So that sweet taste was given into the world when the sweetness of Dveikus Bashem and Torah was there, when there was a downturn of the Torah, that time became bottled. It's not about a certain type of sugar missing, it's about a certain type of experience of overwhelming sweetness being missing. It's just a marshal for the experience of Gilui Hashkina. Uposka Anshe Amona, we don't know exactly even what that means. Pasuk says, "Shenema Yishia Hashem ki goma chosid, ki pasu emuna mibnei adam." There's no more emuna. What does it mean? There's no bar ali emuna. Obviously, it's a relative term. There was some madrega that Chazal defined that pasuk. Rav Shimon Gamliel alayim mishum Rabbi Yeshua miyam shechoru beis hamikdash and yoyim sheim by klolo. There's no such thing as a day that doesn't have in it midas hadin, that doesn't have a klolo. V'nital. I'm sorry. V'lo yored hatal lebrocha. Tal does not come down to the earth anymore to produce the same type of bracha, the same type of shefa. Again, these are all examples of the mosoch habarzel that separates us mi avinu shebashamayim. V'nital tam haperis, the tam of the peris, the true tam of peris in Eretz Yisrael, befrat, maybe even of the world bechlal, was taken away because there's a mesikus, there's a L'sanegal Hashem l'honis m'ziv shkinosa, that's missing. Well, the physical moshul to that also went missing. Rabbi Yosi Yomi, af nital shemin haperos. Shemin haperos is not the sweetness. It means the koyach hamezin. The food that comes down into the world no longer has the same energy to provide, which is again, which is a downturn of the shefa coming when there's a world of hester upon him. Mishnah Yud Gimel, Reb Shim ben Elazar Eimer HaTahara Notlo Satam Ve'esareach. When Klal Yisrael kept all the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara, so that also created the Ruchnis Tika Tahara, also created a physical Tahara, and because of that the Peris V'Nishmar, Mepharshim say, Mireach Ra, Mitamra, and when Klal Yisrael stopped keeping the Alox of Tyrus because it was too difficult in the Cheshkas Agolus to keep, the laws of Tyrus to keep practically are extremely intricate. They're extremely intricate to learn. They're doubly intricate to keep. When Klal Yisrael lost that madrega, nutal tam haperis. Hamaisus not lo shemin adogon. When Klal Yisrael stopped keeping the maisus completely, taking off maisus, so that took away the energy from the physical world. Whatever Koyach the Rebbein Shem puts into the food was taken away. V'chomayim haznus v'akshofim kilu es hakoil. What destroyed the natural power of the shefa that the Rebbein Shem put into the physical world? Znus and kshofim. Znus, the Gemara says in the beginning of the Masechta, creates rov, creates famine, it creates want. In a world where there's znus, there's no Gilui Shechina, there's no Dveikus Bashem. In a world of Kshofim, which is a world of Bittl of Hashkochas HaBayre, The word kishif, Chazal referred to, that it means makhishim pamal yishamalo. Samel, that's a bitl of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Samel is a bitl of the power in all the good things that the Rebbein Shem put into the Briah.